Bonobos. The Novos. Novos. Maddie, Megan, Prevo. The home of Feel Good Fridays.
From New FM.
Hello, guys. Happy Friday.
Hello.
How you doing?
Great. Can't believe it's Friday. This week's flown past.
The years just get faster. You know when you see those videos of old people on their deathbeds and they're like, oh, life goes so quick.
Yes,
the older you get, wow.
You guys went to the pub yesterday?
Yeah, we did.
Early Friday.
Early Friday on a Thursday. Oh, it's Friday Eve, you know?
Friday Eve, exactly.
Well, I said to Meg yesterday, I feel like it's more acceptable to have drinks on a Thursday than any other day in the week other than Friday.
Oh, that's just science. There's no doubt. Nobody's debating that.
You got your new kitchen yesterday.
Yeah.
How was all that?
Well, so they were supposed to give us like half hour warning, right?
They didn't.
They called. We're like, we're here. Where do you want it? I'm like, oh no, this is not ideal. So I had to race out there, and then it's like all stacked all over out the front, sort of half on the porch, half on the ground.
Did they just leave it?
Yeah, they just left it.
Oh, so you had to carry it all in yourself.
Yeah.
Is it heavy?
It's 400 kilos of units.
Man.
So that was a bit of fun, but it's fine. That's fine.
Are you okay today?
Yeah, I'm fine. Honestly, I only took half an hour.
Good gym workout.
Exactly. I didn't have to go to the gym.
Did a massage?
No, I didn't get a massage.
I can give you one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'll take a massage from you.
Okay.
you got a bed out the back or something? What's going on here?
I don't know. Why do you feel weird?
I offered.
No, I regret.
I regret it.
I'll be taking up on that.
Jackson, good morning.
How are you? I'm good. I'm feeling good. I'm happy it's Friday, though.
Yeah, I know, right? Do you want to give Prevo a massage?
No, thanks.
Are you good at that?
No, because I'm selfish, so I only care about myself being massaged. I don't like actually putting my hands on other people.
Jackson's like, I know a great place to go get a massage.
Yeah,
that's where it ends.
Somewhere, but...
Hey, Jared, last day doing breakfast. Are you happy? How do you feel?
Over the moon.
Oh, really? Oh, it's been nice to work with you as well.
It's been fun. Okay. These chats have been fun, but the wake-up time, I need my 10:30 starts back.
Yeah, I feel you. I'm jealous of you. Thank you for helping out. We appreciate it.
We do.
Lads versus Lasses.
Yes, we have a $50 fuel card up for grabs heading into the weekend road trip.
Absolutely.
Sounds good. Lads are sitting on 10. Lasses are sitting on 13. If you want to play for this fuel card, 13-10-09. We need one guy, one gal right now.
The Novos.
Lads versus Lasses. Thank you.
Yeah, Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game. The guys currently sitting on 10, the lasses on 13. You guys have really stepped it up in the last 2 weeks or so. I think the first week was your struggle week.
Yeah.
And the last couple of weeks have been really good.
Guys, like when they come back to a new year sometimes at the start of the year, God, it's a bit hard.
Yeah,
it's
like getting out of bed early.
So hard.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're playing for a $50 fuel card today. I think we still need a lad.
Yeah,
on
boys, come on.
Come on, represent.
$50 fuel cards.
Yeah.
Get your hands on them if you can. First of all, though, let's meet Jasmine. She's from Taree, but currently in Rutherford as a delivery driver, and says she is quiet until you get to know her, but then will hit you like a brick and never shut up. And once met Delta Goodrum. How lucky's that?
Jasmine.
She's very pretty, but very tall.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she comes across that way.
Yeah.
Hey, Jasmine, I spent half of my life in Taree, actually. Whereabouts in Taree are you from?
I'm up closer to Wingham. I'm up near the vet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What high school did you go to?
I went to Broadmeadow
and
Chestnut.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah. Maddie, do you know the vet up near Wingham?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
Wingham's like out in the sticks.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
Country town.
Country town. Well, Jasmine, welcome to Newey. Let's try and win you some fuel this morning, all right?
That would be good.
Excellent. Let's get into your questions. And the first one, to ease into it nicely, is multiple choice, okay? What is the Total Tools Rewards Program called? Is it A, Insider Awards, B, Tools on the Cheap, or C, the Big Tool Club?
Insider?
That is correct. One on the board. Well done. All right, number two. In building, what are acros used for?
Oh, God,
Guys, we've got to get some... What was that, sorry?
Scaffolding?
Unfortunately not. It's propping buildings up while you're building them. All right, number three. What is the purpose of a tonneau cover?
They're the covers for the, like,
a
ute tray or...
That is correct.
Boom. Good job,
two on
Jazzy.
The board. Well done.
Hold the line for us. Let's meet our lad. He needs all three for a win today. His name is Matt from Fletcher. He's a government worker, just knocked off work. Bungee jumping is the wildest thing he's ever done. And his celebrity hall pass is Diane Lane. Matty, good morning. How are you? Hello, Matt.
Hello.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good. Tell me, who is Diane Hall?
Diane Lane.
Oh, Diane Lane. Let's have a look at her. What does she do? Is actress, singer? Oh, yeah. A little... Yeah, she's good. 57.
Yeah, you sound so unconvinced, Matty.
Not your type.
Back in the day, mate. Back in the day.
Oh, back in the day.
Back in the day, Diane Lane. I'm just bringing her up on the screen. Oh, yeah.
Well, there you go. Hey, let's do this, Matty. You need all three answers for a win today. Here we go. Question number one for you is, which discount department store sells the Michelle Bridges activewear range?
Well, I'll go with Target.
Incorrect. It's Big W. Question number two, which is multiple choice. An Australian woman's shoe size, number 9, is the equivalent to which EU woman's shoe size? Is it A, 38, B, 40, or C, 42?
38.
Incorrect.
Oh, bugger.
That means Lasses win.
Jasmine, well done.
Well done, Jasmine. $50 of fuel coming your way, babe.
Awesome. Thank you.
Well done.
See, Jasmine takes a minute. Once you get to know her, she's very chatty. We just haven't got to know her. Like a brick. Hey, guys, up next we're talking Nick Cannon. Now, look, he's been very productive the last couple of years. In fact, right now, expecting his 8th child. That's a busy man.
Real busy man.
Like, I'm guessing he's up late at night. Doing feeding and stuff or whatever.
Early mornings.
Real early mornings.
All day.
He's got to be busy, real busy. Look, obviously, that's quite a thing to happen. Kevin Hart has decided to run interruption on his bedroom activities to try and slow down the pace of his kids.
This will be good.
Okay. We'll get into the details of what's going on there up next.
The Novos.
And talking Nick Cannon now. He's been a very busy man.
God, he's just working away on the workbench day and night, he must be, because right now he's expecting his 8th child.
Oh. Hammering away.
Yep.
God, just hammering nails all day and all night.
He loves the smell of baby powder.
He must. That and, like, nappy delivery boxes, right? Because he's... 8 kids is a lot. He's a young man as well, you know, to have 8 kids.
Under 40, yeah.
Yeah. Just unbelievable. Now, Kevin Hart heard about this and straight away thought, you know what, I've got to get him a gift. Sends out this giant box, like the size of a fridge, and then a whole bunch of small boxes, all gift-wrapped with a massive bow.
Oh.
And he goes, oh, I wonder what this is. What lovely gift has Kevin Hart sent over? It's actually a vending machine for Frangers. Special vending machine has been delivery. Special delivery for you, Nick Cannon. You need it.
What does one of those cost?
Vending machine's about $4,000 or $5,000.
Wow.
Straight up. And that doesn't include the stock that had to be included. Kevin Hart, though, he's not short of a dollar. This is not a problem for him.
I can't get over everything being individually gift-wrapped with bows.
Well, especially the bow on top of the vending machine was like one of those ones they put on a car when you buy a new car. It was hilarious. They had the whole, like, you know, wrapping around it. Very funny. And, you know, great gift for a very busy man.
Are you ready for this?
Mm.
I've just Googled Nick Cannon and his fatherhood.
Yep.
Get this for a mind twister. Cannon is dad to 10-year-old twins, Moroccan and Monroe, who he shares with ex-wife Mariah Carey, Golden 4 and Powerful Queen 1 with Brittany Bell, and 7-month-old twins Zion Mixol Dian and Zillion Here, who he shares with DJ Abby De La Rosa. Cannon is also father to a baby boy, Zen, with Alyssa Scott. He's got so many baby mamas, it's not funny.
It's like he...
Jeez.
And it's weird that he's only slept with those women once as well, which is just amazing. Seems to get twins every time.
Could you imagine the child support bill he's dealing with at the moment?
He'll be acting till he's 90.
Oh, yeah.
100%. Just to keep up all of those lifestyles at the level that they're all ready for.
Can you be a good parent to all of your kids when you've got that many?
I think the problem he would face, right, is that, well, who knows where they all live, yeah. right? But that's one thing. The second thing is he's so busy with acting to pay for all the bills, he doesn't have time to be, like, visiting them.
Yeah, right? True.
Exactly. Yeah. If they all lived in one house, you're good as gold, maybe, because you can see them late at night after a long day of acting when he gets home.
So what you said, there was four different baby mamas there?
One, two,
yeah,
four.
I think it's four. So is it four sets of twins or three sets of twins and two single babies?
Yeah, something
Christmas
like that.
Christmas Day is busy for him.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Nah, I don't. I reckon you're right, Kruger. I don't think he sees all of them.
He
couldn't.
Just not
as if he's got
present.
A great relationship with all of those women.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially another set of twins, Nick. Are you serious?
He's virile.
A very potent man and very busy.
Oh, Kevin Hart, good on him.
Yeah, he's looking out for a friend.
The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different. Maddie, Megan, Crevo. To wake you up. Together, New FM, The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Earlier in the week, we found out that Channel 5 in the UK, which is Neighbours, has pulled the contract. They are not renewing Neighbours off the air, potentially. So the producers of Neighbours are currently looking for a brand new broadcaster over in the UK because the price that they charge for that funds the entire show. Yeah. So without the UK partner, the show's off the air completely.
It's over for, you know, days over for
after
a lot
nearly
of actors
40
and stuff.
Years. Crazy. Hires over 200 people.
There you go. A lot of jobs. Yeah.
But interesting, I've got a big update because I do want to follow this story.
Yeah.
It's like a part of Australiana. It's history. This big news could change everything.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to tell you next. It's quite incredible.
I can't remember the guy's name, but there was that caller that watches so religiously.
Oh, he locks himself in the shed or something.
That's right, locks himself away.
I still reckon he's doing something else, but
he's not only watching Neighbours. Well, there might be Neighbours in it, but it's a different sort of movie.
It's like those parody videos you used to get from the video shop in the X-rated section. I wonder what the Neighbours one would be called.
Next door neighbours.
That's right. I'll tell you what the news is next.
The Novos.
We're talking Neighbours now, guys. Now, big news. Of course, we found out earlier this week. The show is getting axed because the UK broadcaster wants no more Neighbours. They don't like good Neighbours.
They're
sick of us.
Neighbours don't make good friends, according to them.
I think it's more probably Neighbours don't make good money.
Yeah, that's true.
That is really the only thing that shuts a show down.
Oh, yeah.
Profit is down. That's the end, right?
Well, the ratings have declined, like, all over the world.
Right.
Anyway, interesting news in this saga because there's a big push for this decision to be reversed. Petitions are out. They're active. Not as many signatures as I thought, like 50,000 currently.
Not enough.
That's great across two continents.
That won't keep a show on air in the UK.
This happened. The original iconic Neighbours theme sung by Barry Crocker. The old one. Has rocketed to number one on the UK iTunes charts.
Oh,
what poor unfortunate song did it knock off the top spot?
Are you ready for this?
Sure.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah. Of course.
Brand new Ed Sheeran featuring Taylor Swift, which had to settle for a lowly number two position on the UK.
In the UK, it beat Ed Sheeran.
And Taylor Swift, two of the biggest stars in the world. Beat them.
That's extraordinary.
Humble old Neighbours theme song.
You know, I think Ed Sheeran would get a laugh and Taylor Swift would be angry. That'd be the balance.
So filthy.
Do you reckon Ed Sheeran's a Neighbours fan?
I think
he would have watched it.
Yeah. I will admit, I watched it yellow last night.
Did you enjoy it?
No.
It's awful.
Paul Robinson's sick.
Was it again?
Yeah, like sick again. Like he's, I think it's Therese, the wife. I think
Therese.
Therese,
get it right. Yeah.
Sorry, he's just looking after
Therese or not Therese.
He wasn't wearing a suit.
Does he have COVID?
I don't know.
In the show.
To be fair, I had it on mute.
What's the point of that?
I was on the phone at the time, but I was half watching Neighbours.
Well, people are now saying, because of this, some networks might see this as, like, you know, possible.
Yeah, that's possible. There's interest in this show.
I don't think they will. This is the end.
I think the problem that Neighbours has is that they're trying to keep, like, they're holding on to that dream of the, like, $300 million a year or whatever. That is gone. They need to, like, scale it down if they want to stay in business. And they're just not going to.
Too expensive.
It's gotten too fat over the years.
We'll keep you updated with this. Mm. I'm so fascinated by it.
If it gets picked up again, it'd be very interesting. What's the goss up next with producer Jackson?
Let me just clarify why Paul Robinson's sick, by the way. He was in the Flamingo Bar when a tornado trashed the whole thing and pulled it all down. So he's pretty dire.
His leg's gone.
Yeah.
Where did his leg go?
Well, he lost the first one in a plane crash.
Oh. So he's only got he's the one left.
That's dark.
Do you know, funny you say that, Jackson. Mm. I was watching an interview with the actor Stephen Dennis one time, and he said he's been limping on the show for so long that he now has a limp in real life.
Oh, wow.
Oh. He's on the show, he's got the fake leg, so he's limping around constantly.
Now he limps when he's not on the show.
Yeah.
God.
Oh, my gosh. Jennifer Coolidge has opened up about how she gets out of work or how she did when she was a waitress. Also, too, fans are going crazy. Britney Spears has posted a new video. I'm going to tell you why everyone's pretty excited about this.
Excellent. Right. Details in minutes. The Novos.
Cam, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
I will look for any good excuse to get out of work. Jennifer Coolidge has a long list.
Yeah, so before she was super famous as an actress, she was a waitress, didn't like it too much, and she's recounted a story on Jimmy Fallon. I love that she's doing the press rounds at the moment and that she's back. She's got some good gear. Take a listen to how she got out of work.
I went to Roosevelt Hospital and found an ambulance driver, and he strapped a patch and a white thing around my head, and I called the restaurant, and you're not going to believe this, but I was at a party last night and someone put a cigarette out in my eye. And Miranda said, well, Jennifer, that's too bad. You'll have to come to work anyway, so I'll see you soon. And so then I was like, but I had the whole contraption on.
Lucky she's an actress.
Yeah. Oh, God.
She started her career early by the sound of it.
What a wild story.
People go to great lengths to get out of work. I used to do it all the time when I worked at McDonald's for a short stint.
Hell?
What was your worst excuse?
Do you know what? It wasn't really like, I just put my shifts on Facebook. I got in trouble. I got fired.
Didn't you only work at McDonald's for like a week?
Yeah, a little bit over a week, probably about 3.
Was it?
In 3 weeks, how many excuse days did you have?
pretty much all of them, except like 2.
Was it the Williamtown Maccas?
No, I worked at Raymond Terrace McDonald's.
I was going to say, because you worked at the Williamtown Servo, that would have been convenient. Yes. You had jumped over there after that.
It's convenient.
Across the road.
So there you go. If you need to get out of work, just an eye patch, some bandages, and a cigarette in the eye.
See a paramedic.
And a friendly ambulance driver.
Yes.
It's Britney.
Britney Spears not trying to get out of work? I don't think so. She's teased on Instagram. 13 seconds in heels. She's did a little heel emoji. Before I dyed my hair purple. So she's got purple hair at the moment. She says, this is a tease of what's to come. It's her dancing to a 2007 music song that she put out. But they're saying that she's in the studio working on a new video clip for music.
Oh, excited. Yeah. I'm keen.
I don't reckon it's going to happen.
I reckon it will.
The only thing she's going to do this year is an Oprah interview.
And make some money.
And get some music next year or something like that.
How much do you reckon a network would pay for a tell-all with Britney at the moment?
A lot. Why? I think she needs the money at the moment.
Like 10 mil?
I reckon 20.
Yeah, I reckon more.
She needs to stop posting all of her business on Instagram for free. Because she's giving away the juice.
Yeah.
She looks good at the moment in that video. She's lost heaps of weight. Yeah. She's really fit.
The videos that get me are the ones where she's still doing, and I say this all the time, but she's reenacting her therapy session.
Yeah.
It's just a very bizarre situation.
A little bit strange.
A little bit.
It keeps us talking about her. Yeah, she's keeping herself in the news.
Thank you, Jackson. Appreciate that.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Maddie, Megan, Prevo.
The home of Feel Good Fridays.
From New FM.
I came across this really cool Reddit thread last night of people revealing their code words that they use in relationships. Now, not only just for, you know, adult cuddles, things like that, but to get them out of awkward situations.
Already
like maybe,
doing it now, man.
Awkward situations like you want to leave a party early, yeah. You don't want to seem rude. And I realized that my fiance and I, Josh, we don't have any. And I'm really disappointed in that.
Well, it's time to change that.
I know.
Isn't
we've got to think we're not social enough to really get out of social situations. Do you have any Crevo with Emmy?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So one that we use, and this is this is the most classic Crevo situation, because when we go to wineries when we're like traveling or whatever,
yeah,
if we're trying a nice one, oh, this is really good. We'll go, would Uncle Dan like this? And what that means is this cheaper at Dan Murphy's than the winery? And if it's yes, Uncle Dan would like that, then that means we'll just write down the name.
Add to cart.
And and get it delivered at home.
Right. That's so cool. Some of these ones on Reddit was, are you going to play your games? Which means my shows are on tonight, so do something else. That one I could probably use with Josh. But we want to know, like, your secret code words in relationships. 13109, we do have double passes up for grabs to our preview screening of Uncharted at Event Cinemas going down next week. So give us a call, 13109, with your secret code words.
It is Feel Good Friday all day here at New FM. Another treat for you guys right now. Crevo, did you like boy bands in, like, the 90s, early 2000s?
I am aware of them.
Did you, Meg? I reckon you did.
The Novos.
We are after your code words in your relationship.
Yeah, this is after I came across a thread on Reddit last night of people saying their code words to either initiate certain things or to possibly get out of certain things. So maybe you're at a social event and you want to leave. You don't want to seem rude. So you say this certain phrase or code word to get out of the situation. Nobody's the wiser.
Mm.
I don't have one of these yet. The only one Josh and I have is if we're at home and we're cleaning and one of them, like, if he's cleaning, right, and I'm sitting there doing nothing and I feel really obliged to do something, is I'm motivated. And that just means, okay, you can sit back and do nothing.
It, like, lets you out of the situation.
It does. Right, that's the only real thing we have.
It's so easy, though. Like, when I was in a relationship, if we were at a party or something and I wanted to leave, you just do the old head nod, like, no, come on.
The look in the eyes.
Yeah, certain.
A lot of people do the text, so they don't have to make the eye contact.
Yeah, it's 2022.
It's code word. Well, Jackie does. They say they've got a secret move at a party. It's great when you're somewhere and just want to get out of it. This is on Facebook and says, while looking at the other person, we pull an earlobe, not too obviously, and that's our signal for let's get the out of here. Time to go.
Well, similar to that, one of the ones on Reddit was, their code word was cupcake. Their partner had, like, severe anxiety, and when their social tank was about to run out, she would say, cupcake, and they would leave.
Just say it randomly. Surely put it in a sentence.
Let's go get some cupcakes.
You know, Narelle on Facebook says, you know the rules. That means you have your pants off when I get home. Oh, Narelle. Wow.
Narelle loves it. Jeez. Different set of rules at Narelle's house.
Yeah.
She just doesn't like pants around, I'm guessing.
Hey,
it's crazy
the
certain code words that people do have, and other people just wouldn't know what they mean.
Yeah, it's good.
It's like the little in that, the little bit sexy.
God, there are some filthy comments on this name.
I know.
Jeez. If you get a chance, go check it out on our
Facebook.
A lot of, like, I don't know what this means, like safe words or something.
Kumquat. A small little fruit.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Very juicy, that fruit.
Yeah. Well, really?
Yeah.
I've never had a kumquat
before. Did you make me a gin before with kumquat in it?
Yeah.
Those little tiny
Yep.
little things, yeah? All through the drink.
That's right. Little, like, the seeds and stuff would get rid of them.
What do kumquats taste like? They're like, they're bitter almost, yeah?
Slightly. They're very,
lime.
Very aromatic.
Yeah, yeah, I remember now.
This conversation took a turn.
Have you ever had a kumquat?
No, I've never had one before in my life.
Pop one in your mouth?
Yeah, no, I haven't.
Oh, well. A good
try one.
Do you have a? I know you've got like herbs and stuff at home. Yep. Are you going to get a kumquat tree?
Yeah, I've got one.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you bring some in.
Yeah, I'll pop one in. You can
grow
pop
kumquat
it in.
At home.
Yeah,
in the garden.
Oh, bring some in.
Kumquats everywhere.
Share the love, Crevo.
Hey, coming up next on the show, we are talking love it or loathe it. I'm getting Crevo and Meg's thoughts on today's daily topics, and we're talking accepting randoms on Facebook. Funny story attached to this. We'll do it next.
The Novos.
New FM. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
Yeah, this is where we get a random topic, something in the news, something from our lives. Today, I'm getting Crevo and Meg's thoughts on today's daily topic, which is, guys, accepting randoms on social media. Love it or loathe it.
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it.
Loathe it.
Yeah, there's a special place if you throw a friend request out there and I've got no idea who you are, don't even message or anything. I call it purgatory. That's right. So it's just those unaccepted friends, they just sit there because I'm like, I don't know who you are.
In limbo to a degree, just waiting for you to accept.
At least you've introduced yourself or something.
Yeah.
We were chatting about this the other day because we all got a friend request in unison, actually.
Yeah.
From some guy that works for our company at another station, because we have like 30 other radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
So this was some guy out bush.
Yeah.
Who hosts like this breakfast show or something there. Anyway, we all come back the next day and we're like, oh my God, did you get this friend request? And we got onto the amount of friend requests sitting in our inboxes
that
we haven't responded to. What's your number, Crevo?
I think it's in the 80s.
Because Crevo and Meg, I think you're discovering this, never ever accepts anybody. Even if you know them. And trust me, if you're a listener right now that's trying to add Crevo on Facebook, don't. He doesn't accept.
What I want is a message or something like saying what, introducing yourself at least.
You want to be your friend?
Well, just like at random. It's a bit random. Yeah. That's my thoughts on it.
What about you, Meg? What's your number?
I've only got 9 sitting there at the moment.
So
but
you're very active.
I do decline.
Oh, so you hit decline, so you put them out in the misery.
Yeah, pretty much. But the thing is, I've got someone here from high school who I didn't even speak to in high school on a regular basis, who's added me, and I'm like, what?
But our numbers are amateur hour when it comes to this in comparison to one Matty.
I knew that you were going to bring this up, and I wanted to get your explanations on your numbers.
Mm-hmm.
See, my number, before I say it, is because I don't really use Facebook other than Messenger.
Yeah.
So I'm not checking friend requests at all, really.
Yeah. I didn't check until
we
talked about this.
Yeah.
All right. So my number is 555. This is a great even number.
It's a good number.
The best thing is, how long have some of these friend requests been sitting there for?
I had a look. The longest one is 8 years.
I think mine's over 10 years. So I think it's like since when I first got Facebook.
So this
don't quite know who you are.
Is checking their Facebook every day for the last 13 years. Crevo hasn't accepted my request.
What's weird is if I then go and accept and then it will pop up as a notification.
Imagine if you met them at the pub 13 years ago and you finally accepted it today.
Hey,
and go,
how are you?
Who is this guy? We should probably talk. I should probably message one of them.
You should.
Accept and message one of them.
Yes.
Get him on the show.
Hey, it's been 11 years, but how are you?
Sorry.
Have you been?
New phone, who it is?
What's news with you?
Oh, too much. Anyway, thank you. Don't say Crevo.
500 plus.
Friend request.
Or Maddie, more like it.
Yeah, but
statistically, you got a heaps better chance with Meg and I.
Yeah. I'll decline you straight away.
The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different. Maddie, Meg and Crevo. To wake you up. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
So I've been at this station now for about 8 months, making my way through all the nooks and crannies and hiding places this station has to offer. There is a carpet.
What?
What?
Do you know what? There's still places and things in this building I have no idea about. Oh, Prevo, it's the same.
Yeah,
it's like Hogwarts, this place.
Prevo's been here the longest. How long have you been here for?
6 years or something.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like Hogwarts. There's places you don't even know. Like, what's that room for?
Well, there
room of requirement.
There is a cupboard right next to me that I stashed something in about 5 months ago, which is camera gear. And I went to get it out yesterday and had to try and find something else that fell down to the back. There is a lot of junk in there. What have you done in this studio in the last couple of years?
There's some random stuff in that cupboard. I tend to stay away from the show cupboard there because I don't even want to deal with that.
It's a catch-all.
Well, it's...
A time capsule.
I don't like the mess. I want to clean it out.
Because you've got a little bit of like an organisation OCD about you, don't you?
A little bit. Not my house, my workplace, yes.
Yeah.
So up next, I want to go through and just find some of the gems, the hidden gems that are in this cupboard, and ask why you have these.
Want to like explain the randomness?
Explain yourself.
Great.
Oh my god, you can clean it though if you want to clean it out. Oh,
it's on you.
All right.
The Novos.
Meg, you're doing an intervention now.
Yeah. So I did a bit of a deep dive into the cupboard next to where I sit here in the studio. The random crap you guys have accumulated. Yeah. Over the last, how many years have you been together?
Years.
I don't understand it.
We all have, even at our homes, in respective homes, that cupboard where you just throw all the junk in.
You put stuff in there and you go, I'll worry about that another time.
This place is no different.
Eventually, sure. I'm going to clean it out because it is quite messy still. Like, there's streamers, there's Star Wars stuff in there as well that I just don't know what that's about. I'm assuming that could be a birthday thing for you guys.
That was my birthday decorations from a couple of years ago.
That is still hiding away in there.
Because, I'm a 10-year-old child.
Yeah. The first thing I found is a very, I'm not going to lie, ugly-looking cowboy hat. Explanations as to why it's still here?
Is that when we had the...
Bucking bull here?
Yeah, or was it the cowboy... was it the adult dancer? Cowboy adult dancer, was it?
We didn't have a cowboy stripper here.
Oh, maybe not.
That was the guy with the ballot, like the bandana around his mouth.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Okay.
There's more bandits than cowboy.
No. I think that was a fancy dress. We used to dress up in stupid costumes each Friday.
Oh, we need to bring that back.
Oh, no.
I'm pretty sure that's gone forever.
Oh, yeah. Right. Well, that's on the floor now.
Yeah, I think somebody dressed up as, like, Woody or something.
That's right. Straight to the bin?
Yeah. Don't throw it. No. Prevo says straight to the bin. He'll take it home and put it on his marketplace.
You'd get $5 for that, maybe.
All right, I'll sell it. Yep,
sanitize
sure.
it. You'll be fine.
Go on.
Okay, I don't know how long this has been here. Random can of Rexona.
Well, that's really... that's an interesting shape,
interesting shape.
Jeez, it's got almost a very rounded end, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Bulbous, rounded end.
Neither of you seem like the sporting type, and I have a basketball, like an actual proper basketball.
That is a quality basketball.
It's good. Here you go. Can you catch?
Yeah, of course
is
I can.
Is it flat?
Oh, well done.
No. Oh, yes.
Throw it around. Ooh.
What have we got here? It's... ASE. Well, this clearly belonged to somebody else. I'm actually not sure how we got this.
No idea.
I've never seen this basketball before.
I'll also sell it if you guys don't want it.
Do you know what? I've been thinking about starting shooting
yours.
Hoops.
Have you?
Is there anywhere around?
Really unusual.
Yeah. Near Markettown.
Oh.
Just behind.
Right.
National Park Street.
Are you going to join some pickup games?
What's that?
That's where people have like a street game going on and you join.
No, that's not my vibe. Right. Just solo.
You're standing around. They go, you look like you got some talent, boy. And then you join the game.
Becomes a Harlem Globetrotter.
I can relive my One Tree Hill fantasy, Chad Michael Murray from the Olympic Legends. I did buy a basketball, actually.
Really? Because of that?
Wow. I actually wanted to add his character name into my name, Lucas. I was going to add it to my middle name.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's clearly weird.
That's a great story I've never heard before.
That was a great life choice.
We didn't add it.
You're going to change your name to Megzy Sparkle, please.
By deed poll.
Yeah. Yeah. And?
What else have we got?
Okay. We've got a billion bubbles turbo bubble technology machine.
Bright
blue and yellow. So any context behind this?
Yeah. So I can't remember what that was for.
Neither can I.
Look, all
it's
I will say this.
I'm not going to touch that anymore.
Jade, who used to be on the show, yeah.
Loved bubbles.
Just loved bubbles, I think. And that's why we got a bubble machine.
Probably that's why we got a bubble machine. Okay.
Yep.
I can't explain that one.
No.
The last one I want to mention, though, and yeah. I've never seen this guy before, and he should become a member of the show, a beautiful Furby. Yeah, I haven't seen a Furby in a long time.
It would have been some nostalgia thing, 90s thing.
Very fluffy.
Well, Furbies are, aren't they?
I know,
they?
But like, just...
I definitely bought that in, and I'll be taking it back, because that's money on Marketplace.
It looks borderline broken.
Yeah, do you know why? No.
I can fix that.
That we put the batteries in it and it wouldn't shut up.
Oh, that's right. It was so annoying.
We couldn't get rid of it. We couldn't shut it down. It just kept talking.
It was very, very annoying, actually.
What if Furby says, love you, and yeah. It's being really creepy?
We're not turning it back on.
No, it never gets turned back on.
Unless you're trying to sell it.
Yeah, of course. Then I'll be need to demo it.
One more thing.
Mm.
Where did...
The pink, fluffy blindfold.
Fluffy blindfold.
Oh. I thought you brought that in, Meg.
No, that is weird. Definitely not from my collection. I found
what blindfolds do you have?
They're black.
Ah, right.
Yeah.
What? Really?
No.
Oh, what colour are they? Don't be messing around.
So,
no blindfolds at Meg's house? Are you
we
sure?
We did a segment years ago with Craig Lowndes and Winterbottom. They came
into
the studio.
The racing car drivers.
We had to blindfold them. We also had a mannequin here.
Mm.
Yep.
And we put a lacy red bra on the mannequin. And they had a race to see who could undo the bra the fastest whilst blindfolded in the pink fluffy
blindfold.
That's right, the bra mannequin
Lowndes
challenge.
Lowndes won.
Oh, really?
Lowndes won.
God, he was done. He was so quick. Because it was one-handed as well. You had to do it with one hand behind your back. Weirdly, right. Maddie, you were faster than me.
That's right.
which is just astonishing.
You're welcome to clear it out, Meg.
Yeah, I probably will clean it out, but Crevo, I think, has taken...
Oh, yeah, there's at least 50
on
bucks
a
there.
50
yeah.
bucks worth of product.
And there's just no... I like getting money.
You know what? Just put it up as Novo's memorabilia.
Merch, that's
memorabilia,
right.
If you will. You might get extra money for it.
Of
Who
course.
Knows?
Or less.
Either or.
Hey, Smash for Cash is up next, and it's Clue
right.
Day, Crevo.
Oh, my God. Are we giving away the clue right now? All right, let's rip the Band-Aid off. It's time to find out our next clue, which is you put ingredients in this. Absolute game changer. Oh, my God.
What
you
are the
probably
other
know what it is. All right, so... Doesn't require a power cord, food related. You might find it in grandma's pantry.
So I think we can finally say that
it's food related.
Which is some weeks ago. Here's the sound.
A new clue has been given out. The game has changed forever.
We'll
13:10:09 if you want to win the money.
The Novos. The Novos have a big bag of money. And a giant hammer.
Hit it!
Smash for cash.
I hit it 2 times. Yeah, all around Newcastle, people pulling their cars over, turning up the radios to hear that new clue. It's got everyone talking. And that is, you put ingredients in it. It's also food related, which is probably a linked clue.
Mm.
You might find it in grandma's pantry, and it doesn't have a power cord. Mm. Time to meet our contestants, see if they can take away the $1,000 right now.
All right, let's do it. It's Carissa from Mulberry. She's a post worker heading to the Shark and Ray Centre on the weekend and says
fun.
She's nervous because she's scared of sharks, of course, and she heard the clue and she believes it fits with her guess. Good morning, Carissa.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Oh, you've heard the clues. They're in your hands. You've looked at the incorrect guesses, Carissa. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready. I'm a bit nervous. I don't know if it's right or not, but I'll give it a go.
Don't be nervous. Don't be suspicious or paranoid. This is your chance at the money, okay?
Okay.
For $1,000, Carissa.
Do we want to play it one more time just to build some more suspense?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Listen carefully again. For $1,000. What did we smash?
I think it's a cake tin.
A cake tin? What kind of cake tin?
Oh, one of those round ones where the bottom falls out of the window, like the ones in the cliff.
The spring form.
Meg, you are an expert on cake tins. How many do you have, Meg?
Oh, like 10 at least.
My God.
And I didn't bring any to work and I didn't smash any here.
Oh, no!
Sorry, Carissa.
You have to go to the Shark and Ray Center on your own dollar.
Oh, Carissa, I'm sorry. Do you know what? We'll send you along to our new FM Advanced screening of Uncharted next Wednesday, though, okay? We'll send you a double. No worries.
Welcome. Some would say it's better than $1,000.
Oh, yeah? Seen a movie before the rest of Newcastle? Come on. Priceless.
Lives to fight another day. We'll play again before 9 o'clock, guys. Check
the Novos.
The Novos.
Novos.
Manny, Megan, Prevo.
The home of Feel Good Fridays.
From New FM.
Story I caught my attention overnight, guys. I wanted to talk to you about it. Domino's launches a pizza proposal service for Valentine's Day.
How romantic.
Are you ready for this description that they've provided here? Sure. It's enough to make you cringe to the max. Have you found your perfect half and half? Melt their heart this Valentine's Day with a marriage proposal that can't be topped.
They just need to stop.
Dollar a pun would be all rich.
You, Maddie, are famously enjoy Domino's a lot, right? You're a big fan of Domino's.
Essentially what's happening here, right? Mm. If you're looking to propose to your partner, you order this particular box from Domino. When you place your order, you open it up. Inside the lid, it says, "You have a piece of my heart. Will you marry me?" With a picture of a slice of pizza on a bended knee, proposing to another slice of pepperoni pizza. Now, I'm just going to put it out there. Mm. Really awkward if the toppings hit the lid.
Yes.
You know how that sometimes happens.
Yeah. Yes.
I will give them that. I had Domino's a couple of weeks ago. Hasn't happened in a while. The box game's been quite good lately.
These press releases are enough to make you vomit. Mm. Domino's.
So you wouldn't be swept off your feet,
no.
Maddie, if this hot guy did that for you. Couple of those thick shakes.
Let me read some of the press release to you.
Sure.
Domino's ANZ Chief Executive David Burness said there was nothing complicated about pizza lovers taking their relationship to the next level. No shit, David. Pizza brings people closer, he says, from first dates to bachelor finales. Pizza has played a role in so many love stories because it's the ultimate bonding food. What better way to start your new life together than with an unforgettable pizza proposal and a truly supreme engagement.
Ultimate bonding food, though. I'm sorry, but Lady in the Tramp spaghetti scene is ultimate bonding food, not pizza.
Can I just say, if you are thinking you've read this story about proposing to your other half with a Domino's pizza...
Don't.
If you're on the receiving end of that out there this Valentine's Day, please say no. Have higher standards for your relationship.
You can do that.
Wow.
You're not about it, Maddie.
What a bloody tight ass. If you propose to your partner with a Domino's pizza, you are not fit for marriage.
Surely there has to be a ring involved somewhere, and this is just part of it. Who knows?
They have some like garlic scrolls or something?
You pop around there. Give me your finger. I'll pop a cheesy garlic bread on it.
Obviously, this is tacky. What we thought we'd do here this morning, we're opening up the lines. Cheap proposals. Did your partner disappoint you with the proposal? Do you know somebody that did? Maybe it's your ex and you said no because it was so cheap. All of those stories we want. The best callers today will go into the draw to win our daily prize, which is tickets for two next Wednesday to our advanced screening of Uncharted at Event Katara.
Pretty good.
That is great.
Yep.
Get involved with your cheap proposal stories.
The Novos.
Cheap proposals.
And I have so much going on with this wedding, and
I love the way that you walk into a room.
You ready? You kidding? I was born ready.
Domino's clearly loves love, because this V-Day, they are releasing a range of pizza boxes with a proposal on the lid. So you open up the box, you're sitting there with your special someone sharing a cheesy crust meat lover's pizza.
The most romantic food of all.
Probably on the couch in your pajamas.
Watching Netflix.
How unromantic. We're after your cheap proposals here on the show this morning, because this to me is like low level stuff.
Because like,
if you do that to your partner, you like leave them.
While we're listening to that great song there before, you were saying that if this happened to you, you would say no.
Absolutely.
Doesn't matter how hot the guy was,
love you were.
Just imagine that. It's just so...
Shawn Mendes sitting there on the couch. Ding, ding. A pizza comes in. Look,
unless it's a diamond-encrusted Domino's box, I'm not interested.
Hey, honey, let's get in the car.
Oh, you're doing pickup. It's not even delivery.
Too much for delivery.
Gotta save $2.
Let's go for a drive to Mayfield Domino's. We'll pull up near the bus stop. No taxis in the
Hey, mate, there. Got a couple of dollars. I want to get a pizza as well.
Sorry, mate.
Yelled out at you. Sorry, I'm only paying on card. I've only got my card.
I got nothing.
I forgot the discount coupon.
There's no taxis in the rank there. I can quickly park there. Honey, do you mind running in? You go. It's your turn. Okay, okay.
I always do it.
Put the hazards on. Grab the pizzas.
And then there's always like the, what do you call it, chewing gum along that bit. You accidentally step in one of those.
You walk in the shop. Hello, I'm just here to pick up my pizzas. Yeah, no worries. Here you go.
That'll be $16.40.
I dropped them. You get home. You're feeling, you know, a bit lazy. You open up the box, there's shit all over the top of it. How terrible.
No good. Cheap proposals, though, are a thing.
Are you manifesting your Domino's proposal?
That's how it would go.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, what pizza could you buy that wouldn't put toppings on the inside of the lid? Not many.
Just putting it out there, I don't like the idea of a food proposal at the best of times anyway.
No.
Like, have you seen they hide, like, a ring in a glass of champagne? I don't even like that.
Yeah, I find that
true. It's a bit weird as well. I don't want it to be coated in something.
So, my parents, when they got married, my mum was, like, 5 months pregnant with me, and they got married at the Wyong Courthouse. Right?
That's my dream.
They had a couple of witnesses. They did get friends, not just people off the street, which was nice. And they got a kilo of prawns from the local chippy. Right? And then get ready for the wedding ring. It was a ring pull from a beer bottle.
No.
I swear, 100%.
Was it a joke?
Well, they just weren't into marriage that much. They'd been together like 10 years already at this point, or 15 years.
Oh,
wow. And they just thought it was a bit of fun and a bit of a joke and a bit of a laugh.
That's the equivalent to using a burger ring as a wedding ring.
Nah, I'm pretty sure that's below a burger ring. A ring pull from a gang.
But what do you do? They've been together all this time. Like 40-something years.
Romance is living, guys. It's here alive around us.
Could you imagine a ring pull from a Foster's tinny or something?
That's what it was. It was from a beer bottle, because back then beers used to be ring pulls.
Oh, God.
But what do you do? People get divorced all the time. They've been together like 40 years. Who's really the smart one?
True.
I don't know. People that spend like 50 grand on a wedding or that?
Romance is alive and well.
Here in the room.
Yeah. What's the goss up next with producer Jackson?
I'm going to talk Bob Saget, because they've revealed the cause of death, not what you think. Also, too, Nelly's been forced to apologise over an Instagram mishap. I'll tell you what it is next.
Jackson.
Okay. Yeah?
Did you have a romantic proposal?
Yeah, it was at the Opera House.
That's pretty romantic.
That is good. But did you propose?
No, I didn't. But I wouldn't be mad with, like, the Domino's one. I think, like, if you're in love with somebody, it's cute. Do you reckon?
Aww. I reckon it
is. As if that happened to you, there is no way you'd accept
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I would have.
You reckon?
100%.
Do you all actually right. eat Domino's, though?
Not really.
There you go. There's the kicker. Bonobos.
Cameron, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
Bonobos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Yeah, Jackson, really sad news about Bob Saget overnight.
Yeah, well, he passed away about a month ago and we finally got the cause of death because there was a lot of rumours about what had happened in this hotel room. So his family have said, as we continue to mourn together, we ask everyone to remember the love and laughter that he brought into the world. He apparently hit his head and thought nothing of it and just went to bed. And it obviously was worse than he anticipated it to be and he passed away in his sleep. Yeah, so no drugs found in the post-mortem or anything like that. Nothing sinister, just a really bad accident. That's so sad.
Oh, poor bugger. There was a lot of reports going around saying he just got his COVID jab.
Yeah, not the case.
Not the case.
Obviously, that's not it. But a lot of people do have those kind of, it can be neck injuries as well.
Yeah.
Where they do something extreme and can end up quite serious.
Yeah.
I know
yeah.
somebody who had, they didn't realize that, like, whipped their neck around after, like, trimming a tree and a branch, like, swung at them, ended up having a stroke.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh.
You don't think anything of it, but it can be so serious.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I'm never going to ever be comfortable with anything ever again in my life. moving on, Nelly, he's been forced to apologize. I don't know if you've seen this or heard about this story, but have you ever done an accidental upload on Instagram?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, Nelly did a whole one-minute adult video to his Instagram story that got screen recorded. He's been forced to apologize so his account doesn't get deleted. He says, I sincerely apologize to the lady that was involved and any unwanted publicity for her or her family.
That poor girl.
And he said this was an old video and it was very private and it never meant to go public.
Okay, it was an old video. What was he doing? Reminiscing?
I don't know. I feel like this is one of those instances where you have it in your pocket and it posts to your story, maybe. But maybe. Oh, put a pass lock on your phone, right?
Definitely. That's so important, obviously. If you've got those videos in there, especially.
I feel really bad, but is this his attempt to stay relevant?
Well, I don't know. It was up for quite a while. It was a one-minute video. I'm surprised. Only 3.3 million followers on Instagram. I mean, that is a lot.
That's a lot, but...
And also, but you got to remember, he was big before Instagram was big, so it's only... It's different. If he was massive 5 years ago, that's low for his level of fame.
His lawyers are working overtime right now because it's been screen recorded and being shopped around. So,
not good news for him.
No.
Oh my God!
Be careful with your Instagram.
I've just found it.
Oh, of course you have.
The Novos.
Prevo, you got up to a bit of mischief at the beach yesterday, which sounds weird.
Well, we all went out there to just get involved with Rate the Music, because how good is it? Yeah. You do a couple of songs and then you can win a wine tour, which has just been fantastic. And we thought, let's go out there, we'll give away some drinks and stuff. It's a beautiful day. Why not be by the beach? In this incredible place we live, right? Yeah.
It was stunning.
It was pretty
cool. Oh, so nice.
Yeah, and, you know, we met some people. It was fun. Fun day. And then, we were parked near this ice cream truck. The lovely John, who owned this thing. And I thought to myself, God, it'd be good to have an ice cream. And
it was a hot day. 30 degrees.
He was selling heaps of them. And they kept walking past.
With an ice cream truck in particular, when they're parked, they've got the generator running. You can hear that, and you know that sound is an ice cream truck.
That's right.
So John is at Nobby's Beach car park all the time.
Yeah.
He just stays there. He's obviously making a lot of money from that spot.
Yeah.
He does really well out of it.
I wonder if other ice cream vans come up and try and get his
hustle his spot away from him.
He's a very relaxed man, John.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't seem worried or fazed about anything.
Yeah.
And I thought, how good would it be to get some ice cream? And obviously I wasn't alone.
Did you forget your wallet, Crevo?
Well, yeah, I think I must have. Because I thought, be better. You know what's better than paying for ice cream?
Getting ice cream for free.
Free ice cream. So... I decided it was time for us because we were all talking about the ice cream, but nobody was buying it because it's an awkward situation. Do you buy it for your mates? What do you do?
We were working at the time as well.
That's right. So, we're on the job. You can't.
Yeah. Your boss wasn't like, oh, guys, against I'll get you an ice cream.
No, because I thought that might happen because we were out there doing it for free, you know? That didn't happen. So I thought, I've got to take matters into my own hands here and broker a bit of a deal.
Now, the currency that we had there, of course, was icy cold cans of Coke.
Yep, and this ice cream truck didn't have any drinks for sale. Ah. So I thought, here we go, here's an opening, here's an opportunity. You've got to trade with what you've got. That's why trading between countries works, right? Australia has a lot of lamb, we sell lamb. So I grabbed a bunch of Cokes and went over there. I said, John, I want you to consider this deal I'm putting forward to you. You've got a good ice cream. I've got a good cans of Coke. What are your thoughts? 4 for 4. And he goes, I don't know. What am I going to do with 4 cans of Coke? I said, well, maybe you could sell them. And he said, oh, no, because I don't have, like, the transaction in set up in my system. I said, well, you could drink them. And he goes, oh, I could, actually. I quite like Coke. So we struck a deal and 4 ice creams were ours. So you guys might have thought I was treating you, but actually I was just taking some of the station's Cokes and doing a trade.
In typical Crevo, not paying for something.
Why pay for something when you can trade and get it for free? Maybe, that's my motto in life.
Maybe that's why that ice cream was so delicious, because it was free.
It tasted extra good.
What flavor did you get?
I went for choc with nuts, because there's nothing better than some nuts.
I got the choc nut one as well.
Do you like nuts as well?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's no greater thing.
I just got plain.
No nuts for you.
No, just plain ice cream, no chocolate, no nothing.
No nothing, yeah.
Very plain.
Now, our boss got involved too, didn't he?
He got the choc top.
Yeah. No nuts, though. He doesn't like the nuts over everything, dangling over everything. Anyway, there we go. It was an ice cream.
Thank you very much, Crevo, for that.
You know what?
Really appreciate it.
I really enjoyed doing the deal. I felt like I was on The Apprentice or something.
I was going to say, you need to go on that barter show?
Yeah. Or can I get a second job as like a trade envoy or something like that?
What is that?
Where you go over to other countries and trade out Australian goods.
Oh, maybe. Well, when are you going to trade more Coke for ice cream?
Well, you got to start small in life, you know? You can't go straight to the big stuff.
Fun day. Thanks to everybody that came to say hi.
It was really appreciated.
Hey, we are playing Smash for Cash to wrap up the show for a Friday morning. If you can tell us what this is, $1,000 in your account. Or via check. Now, this is how it works. You tell us, you get it. Now, we have some clues, and it is, of course, Clue Day today. It's food-related.
Mm-hmm.
You might find this in Grandma's pantry. It isn't powered by an electrical cord, and you put ingredients in this.
That's the brand new shiny clue.
All of the incorrect guesses are at newfm.com.au. Call now if you want to play.
The Novos have a big bag of money and a giant hammer.
Hit it!
Smash for cash.
I hit it 2 times.
Yeah, if you can tell us what this is, the money is yours. It is Clue Day today. The freshie we gave away earlier today was, you put ingredients in this item. The other clues, you find this in Grandma's pantry. It doesn't have an electrical power cord, and it is, of course, food related.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the phones. Hello, who have we got here?
Tony.
Hey, Tony. How you going?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Doing really, really well. What's on for the weekend, babe?
Not sure yet. Depends on the weather. I think it's supposed to rain.
I think it's meant to rain all
weekend. It is raining all weekend. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So what's the rainy weekend plan then?
Oh, it'd be movie days.
I love that. I love that. We've got $1,000 up for grabs. You just have to tell us what we've smashed with this hammer. What is it, Tony?
Is it a, sorry, that's my dog. is it a sieve for sifting flour? You know, like you put stuff through it to make it fine.
No, that was not, I'm sorry.
I think your puppy was trying to tell you that wasn't the correct answer.
I think we've had that one too.
We have.
All the incorrect guesses are at newfm.com.au. It lives to fight Another week, back Monday, yes. Guys.
Do your research. That's so important. After us, though, 105 commercial-free with producer Jackson.
No. There you go.
Ricky Martin. Remember that guy in American Idol sung this?
William Hung.
Oh, poor fella.
Yeah.
I wonder what he's doing.
He probably sold more albums than a lot of other artists. You know, probably. Really sad.
He is... Fun fact, I know the answer to this question.
Yeah.
William Hung is still performing this song at, like, the equivalent of US RSLs.
Oh, God, good on you. Make him back.
Yeah.
Dean Lewis.
My man.
Yeah. I thought you'd like this, man. This is Feel Good Friday, right, Nick?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. I keep thinking song. Doja Cat every time.
I said it once.
Needs to get her own style.
Yeah, it's right. The weekend, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
See
Monday.
Monday.
Bye. Bye. See you.